بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Peace and greetings are upon our Master and Prophet, Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, upon his immaculate and chosen lineage, and upon those who guide the guided, especially the one remaining with Allah on earth. This is a great and glorious gathering which formed in this special place, built upon the memory of our dear Imam Rahmatullah Alayh. In many other areas of the country too, such gatherings have been formed in memory of our Imam Rahmatullah Alayh, due to the love that the people have for him. We have entered the last days of the blessed month of Sha'ban. There are indications that our Imam Rahmatullah Alayh used to reap many spiritual benefits from this month. Evidence shows that his already enlightened heart used to further increase his enlightenment during this month. A well-known verse from Dua Shabaniya, O God, bestow on me the perfection to separate from everything and to join you and enlighten the eyes of our heart with the reflection of your eyes in them, was one of the statements that used to be repeated frequently in his speeches.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He used to recite this verse often from that dua on different occasions. This shows that our magnanimous Imam, Rahmatullah Alayh, had established a close relationship with this dua, which beheld such concepts on such blessed days. Once I asked him about supplications. In response, one of the prayers and supplications that he had placed great emphasis on and which he preferred to others was Dua Sha'baniya. There are important verses in this dua, one of which is, O God, bestow upon me a heart whose enthusiasm helps it to get close to you, and bestow upon me a tongue whose sincerity reaches you, and bestow upon me truth-seeking eyes that seek you. In this holy dua and prayer, such characteristics have been demanded of Allah the Exalted.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. me